Health Canada has approved the first needle-free EpiPen treatment. It's not like an EpiPen. It's epinephrine treatment for severe allergic reactions. This is a nasal spray called Neffy. Dr. Jennifer Protiger is the Endowed Research Chair in Allergy, Asthma, and the Environment at the University of Manitoba, scientist at the Children's Hospital Research Institute of Manitoba, with us live on 680 CJOB. Doctor, thank you so very much for taking the time.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
As a parent of one that has a peanut allergy, this is such good news. It's taken a long time, though. How does this work?
This is a nasal spray that in which there is 2 milligrams of epinephrine, and it's put into the nostril, and it's intended to go up vertically right into the nostrils, not tipping towards the center of the nose like you would with another type of nasal spray, but really going straight up so that it hits the side of the nose with a lot of uptake of epinephrine. And the intent is that people, or the hope rather, is that people will be using this, particularly those who might have needle phobia, who are afraid of needles.
Yeah, approved for adults, pediatric patients who weigh at least 30 kilograms, so that's roughly 66 pounds. Now, interestingly enough, in the United States, the 1 milligram dose has been approved for kids between 15 and 30 kilograms, but not in Canada. Mm-hmm. This is going to be a game changer for, I think, many, simply because over the years we've had shortages of EpiPens, and frankly, the cost has really gone up.
You're absolutely right. There have been shortages in the past. Now that Health Canada has approved this nasal spray, Neffy, there will soon be 2 different products on the market in Canada, so that if there's a shortage of one, there is still an alternative. We haven't quite got a price point yet, but what we do know is that Neffy will be available and have a shelf life of what's expected to be around 30 months, whereas an auto injector is somewhere in the neighborhood of about 12 months, depending on the date of manufacture and when it's dispensed to the patient.
Are you seeing as many peanut allergies as you've ever seen these days?
So I don't see patients, but what we can say is that peanut allergy is one of many allergies. And in Canada, there are about 2% of kids who have peanut allergy. But overwhelmingly, what we see are lots of food allergies generally. About 7 to 8% of all Canadian children have food allergy. And if we think about what that looks like in an average-sized classroom, it's about 2 kids a classroom. So there's no question that the number of children with food allergy generally has increased in recent decades.
Any benefits to the nasal route? And I realize the needle phobia is important here. But as far as getting the product, because time is very critical when you're having one of these reactions, are there benefits, drawbacks at all that you are aware of?
When we look at some of the studies that helped Health Canada make their decision as to approve Neffy, it looked, those studies supported that nasal spray epinephrine works just as well as the intramuscular epinephrine or the auto-injector, the needle, if you will. The advantage may be for some that for whom carrying an epinephrine auto-injector is a concern. I mean, it's a fairly long device. This is a much smaller package, so it could be carried in a pocket, for example. So that might also increase people's likelihood of carrying it.
Absolutely. My kid, who is an adult now, still carries the pouch. So do we know when it's going to be available? It's been approved, but there's usually a bit of a lag time, correct?
There is usually a lag time. So the approval came this morning. From what we are learning from the company that is going to have the rights to distribute it in Canada, we're hoping for this summer. Summer of 2026.
Really appreciate the time and the insight today. Thanks again for joining us.
Thank you very much. Take care.
Elk Canada has the rights to distribute the drug. And that's Dr. Jennifer Protiger from the Children's Hospital Research Institute of Manitoba.